podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast.
Yes, welcome.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo from the Novos.
From the Novos.
Is your mic on?
From the Novos.
There we go.
But you'd know that because you're listening to our podcast, so thank you.
Yeah.
Don't forget to, I'm getting in early, vote. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts
Jade,
if you can.
You're screwing up the process.
No, I'm not.
You got to do that at the end.
No, you jolt their memories from the start because who's listening to a podcast then going back?
Five stars would be nice. Thank you. Big day today, the US election. Excited for that.
Yeah. You sound excited. Get excited.
Maddie?
Come on, Maddie.
Do you know what? There's nothing worse than when you've had drinks. Melbourne Cup Day yesterday. I'm a bit hungover with intense sounds in your ears for 4 hours like I've just experienced. I know it's my job.
You're calling us intense sounds?
No, no, but you know. Yes,
how insulting.
Today I am.
I'm okay with that. It's a compliment.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Intense sounds.
I'm
intense happiness. I know.
Not you.
You don't
not
mean
you.
It. I know. Yeah. That's what I like. It's okay.
Oh, you should. What we should do is get you out of here as quick as possible.
No, I don't need to. I've got things to do today.
No,
get out early.
No, piss off. I'll make my own
You
life
shovel
choices,
me off
please.
Early some days, like yesterday.
Oh, well, yesterday was just a nightmare. If you had have stayed, it would have turned
well,
into a
Well, today's your
World
day.
War
your turn today.
It's your turn
nah,
today.
You were worse yesterday.
No.
But you imagine, imagine getting on the couch, Maddie, some snacks, like order a pizza and watch the US election.
I have things to do, Crevo.
Like what?
Like what?
Tell us.
Work-related things that we need to organise for our show.
Okay.
You don't want to stay back
He's
and help?
He's got his captain's hat on.
Yeah, he does. Captain of promotions.
Toot toot on the captain train. Cool. I'd love to actually. That's one of my things I'd like to do.
Become a train driver.
No, I was a bit jealous when you were going to do it actually.
What?
Jealous. Crevo was going to go on a massive trip on one of the trains across Australia. It's on my list of things to do.
The Garn.
Yeah. That's right.
I really want to do it. But then I don't know what happened and why you and Emmy didn't do it.
Because we went to
It was
France
expensive as well. Yeah.
Instead.
It's actually quite expensive to
darling,
go on train
darling,
holidays.
Darling, darling. Don't get... You can't get jealous of your friends.
I was happy jealous.
Jealous in the
I'm
same sentence.
I'm happy for you, but I was like, oh, jealous because it's something I really want to do as well.
It's not evil jealous.
Jealous is, I'm actually far from a jealous person. Jealousy is one of the worst things.
What a great joke.
I'm not a jealous person. I'm not. I'm just far from. I can be happy for a lot of people.
If someone has something better, you would prefer it was yours.
No, not at all. That's actually disappointing that you think of me that way.
Well, look, we're clearly all friends here today.
Yeah, we are.
Having a fun time.
We're siblings. It's how we roll in this team.
True.
Crevo's getting, you've been an only child your whole life and now you're getting a full-on dose of what it's like have brothers and sisters.
That's so a really good point, actually, because Crevo always sits there. Sometimes we'll be going at it like we have been
like
today for
dogs.
3 hours. Yeah. We really have been.
But sometimes I think you don't understand. I think you've gotten better, but I know like in the early days, I think you're, I don't know.
Crevo, you look over at him. And his eyes widen. They're really wide open.
You guys
open.
Get really confrontational sometimes.
Yeah, but it
that's
doesn't.
That's all right.
It
you're
doesn't,
wrong.
But it
just
doesn't.
Admit you're wrong.
But that's what brothers and sisters do. You have a squabble. You get over it in 5 minutes. Like, it's just.
I'm Switzerland over here. Just going.
Yeah, story of your life. You're like, you get on a side, brother.
I was actually proud of you this morning. You stood up for me with the.
Yeah, and then he threw you out and stuck up for me.
Yeah, you're getting better.
All I do
you're
is when
better.
I see evidence, I just call it out how it is.
And that's all I say. I don't want someone picking sides just for sake of it. But when someone's right or that's when you got to stand up and go, you know what? Yeah. You said that. You were wrong.
Do you know what, though? If you argue with a colleague or a friend and are able to have that conversation, I think it's a good thing.
Mm.
Because I think it's healthy. If you can have an honest, frank discussion with somebody, I think it's fine. And, you know, Jade and I always go at it.
Always.
And I always, I think we all could do it with each other. I think it's good.
You're coming out a lot more.
coming out a lot more. What
What? No, I didn't. What?
What's going on here?
Oh, well, you're getting a little bit more relaxed with the sibling dynamic.
Okay. I think that's a compliment.
Yeah, it is a compliment.
Do you see yourself as, like, the eldest, more responsible member of the team?
Absolutely. Yeah. More responsible, for sure.
Did you ever, like, argue with your former co-hosts like this?
No. No? No. Seba was, no, we didn't, actually.
No?
But we
Seba
were...
was too chilled out.
He was
he?
Too
he was
chilled
chill.
Out. He was on the... Wacky.
On the hubbly bubblies.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wouldn't appreciate you just saying that.
Well, you know.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Oh, I hope he... Jade, I can't believe you just did that.
What? As far as I'm aware, but,
well,
you know.
Loves Hubba Bubba chewing gum, is what you're saying.
And do you know what? Jade makes too many assumptions. Like, without any knowledge of the truth, Jade will just write somebody off because she thinks it's...
Yeah, they're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You know what she says to
but
me
he
today?
Wasn't. He wasn't
She
an
said
alcohol.
To me today, Jade, oh, Maddie, we're talking about betting on the US election.
Oh,
I put $10 on. Mm. And if mine comes off, I win $270. Jade's like, oh, what were you two, Maddie? Go on a bender. Why come out bendering every single night, coming to work with no pants on, smelling like booze?
Yeah, but that's what, if you won $270, like, you know, what else are you spending it on?
Let me tell you,
nothing,
Jade.
Clothes?
Nothing.
Bender.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost $270, darling.
For
me,
well, what's a bender? How much do you call a bender?
If I'm out with my friends on a weekend or something.
Yeah.
And what do you define a bender as?
Well, for me, I've never spent over $100 if
yeah,
I've gone out.
Yeah, but you're cheap.
Yeah, but I don't. I'm a smaller person, and well, it's true. Body size and alcohol, it's science. Of course, I'm gonna be able to drink less and get pissed quicker than someone your size.
If I was going out with my friends on a weekend,
yeah,
going out to some bars, dinner maybe, like I'm spending $500.
That's a bit. What? How much is a bender for you?
Like to
enjoy
I was
trying
the
to
night.
Think about
five,
it.
500,
right?
600.
So
fuck, that's a lot.
On, I think if like you go Friday night, if you went out for dinner and then to a bar after, I think the dinner you could spend like you get a few beers at the dinner as well, easily.
Like 150, right?
Yeah, 150.
So you included dinner in your price
and
too,
and then okay. You go out to a pub after that, another 150. You know,
two nights in a row.
And then if you did that, there's $1,000 over a weekend.
Really?
And you go out to brunch on Saturday.
It all adds up.
See, yeah. I've never done it like that, though. Like, my girlfriends and I just go, okay, Saturday night, we're going out. Actually, I lie, probably maybe have spent maybe 140. Like, but I've never spent that much. And plus, when you're a girl, you always buy you drinks,
too. I was
going to
say, you're always getting free drinks. Benny, sit over there. I'm going to get us some... Get us some free drinks.
Yeah.
I'd like two cruises, please. Hey, big boy.
You know what, though? As what? I get older, I do enjoy going out to nice places. And, like, I don't care about spending money on that because I get enjoyed.
On alcohol?
No, and, like, dinner and going to bars and alcohol. It's not like when I was 21 going out clubbing at a nightclub all night till 6 a.m. Like, it's a different kind of going out. And I enjoy it.
See,
it's
I've
fancier,
never gone out like
nicer.
That.
What?
Like dinner and then going out for drinks.
Really?
Never.
Wow. There you go.
You're missing out. What?
Well, I've never done that. Because when I was going out in my 20s, it was just like, oh, like go around to girlfriend's place, get ready, drinking there, and then go out and get drink more.
Around Newcastle, there are so many cool like underground like niche bars that not many people know about. It's a great night out, Jade. I don't understand why you and your husband, like on a date night, don't go and like have a nice dinner and go to some bars.
Because we're not bar hoppers. I don't like going out.
Or nothing.
Yeah, no, it's not even that. I just like not. That just doesn't interest me like it does you guys.
Do
like,
you and Emmy, your partner, go and do that sort of thing? Like nice bars?
Yeah,
and,
sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. Especially if we're visiting mates down Sydney, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Like it's an excuse, you know? To see more good. People. Like, oh, meet you guys at this spot, and then you go to the next spot, meet some other people.
No. Awesome. Couldn't think of anything worse. I'm like to go to one place Done.
Market town.
TK Maxx.
My potato scallops and a can of Coke for $5. Thanks.
All right. Enjoy the podcast.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. What a journey that was.
Oh, my God.
Time's up. Hold on. All right. All right. You got 30 seconds. You ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Nobos.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Wednesday. How are we?
Good.
Doing
amazing.
Great.
A bit dusty over here this morning.
Yeah.
Melbourne Cup Day yesterday. I had a few beers. Went to bed at 7 p.m. I'm well rested, but, you know, a little dehydrated. I'm not going to lie.
Have to get the bottle of water out.
You look
fresh.
More. Yeah, your face doesn't look like it has the usual strain across it from lack of sleep. The nicest possible way.
I am not getting involved in that.
Maddie actually woke me up this morning. I forgot to set my alarm.
Yeah, okay, lady of leisure.
Yeah.
Sleeping until 5:25. Mm. I mean, great one.
Jeez, got us here, though.
Do you know what?
And I didn't even have to speed, which is great, thank
Always
God.
Good.
Never speed. It's dangerous and can kill people.
Mm.
But look, you look great, Jade. You look like Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, bless you.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Compliments
woman.
All around.
A big day today, the US election. This is like my Super Bowl.
Yeah, Christmas for you.
Today is going to be so good. I just can't wait to go home and watch it all unfold.
Yeah, it was funny. When we got out of the car, Maddie was just like, I just want to get out of here today.
Election day. Election day.
Making more sense.
I think Biden's going to win.
You know, I hope he does, but I think Trump's going to win.
Biden will win, I think.
Okay.
It'll surprise you all. My brother spoke to him yesterday, put $600 on a Trump win.
Really?
And I was like, you know what? You put your money where your mouth is. I respect that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, well, back it up. Back the opinion up with your cash money.
I believe you've also put on a bet as well.
Mm.
Well, I had $10 left in the betting account after Melbourne Cup Day yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
And I thought, what can I bet on? Because I'm useless when it comes to picking things to.
Like horses.
Yeah, awful. So I put $10 on Joe Biden to win the popular vote by under 50 million. The return is 270 from $10.
You see, I think that's a good bet.
Highly likely that will happen.
Yeah.
Either way, win or lose.
Oh,
so.
Well, good luck, Maddie.
Thanks, doll. Thank you.
270 would be nice. Guys.
Betting chat, love it.
Yeah. Gamble responsibly.
Yes.
Like $10, that seems fine.
Yeah.
Love it or loathe it up next. And guys, I want to get your thoughts on patting random people's dogs.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Time for Love It or Loathe It.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And today I want to talk patting random people's dog when you meet them in the street at the park.
That's 3, 2, 1, go!
I love it.
As long as they're friendly, I'm not going up and just patting anyone's dog if it's tied up at, like, the front of the Aldi at Hamilton. Like,
then you say no to that?
Well, unless the owner's there, because you just don't know if a dog's going to bite you. But, generally, if the owner's there, I love it. I'll go up and I'll say hello.
Loathe it, because you just never know what the little things will do. And like you said, Jade, you know, little friendly-looking dogs can turn very nasty very quickly.
Yeah.
You've been mentally scarred from, was it your grandmother's poodle?
I'm never touching your dogs again.
Oh, please.
No, do you know what? Her dog bit me on the weekend.
Really?
Oh. I broke down the walls and the barriers and my fears, and I thought, I'm going to just pick her up and give her a pat. The thing turned around.
Well, he decided to pick up Coco, the old one. He's a bit cranky and a bit grumpy.
So and bit just, him.
Yeah.
Like a Never wild again. Rabbit
Your
dog.
Own fault.
Took me back to my 8-year-old fears of dogs.
Now, reason I bring this up, I took my dog Molly to the park for a walk yesterday.
Yeah.
And like, there's a number of dogs that I know that Molly just gets on with. They, you know, have a little run around, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
In fact, heaps of them, right? Because I'm down there every day, pretty much. And there are these couple of bigger dogs. I'm not going to say what kind, but they're sort of bigger, buffy, like, falling over kind of dogs.
Why don't you just say the breed? You don't want to offend the breed?
No.
Are they Rottweilers?
Slash the owner. No, they're not that big, but okay. Sort of that sort of feel, right? That vibe,
pit
right?
Bulls.
And anyway, so I see them there all the time, right? And Molly runs around with them. It's all good. This one comes up to me for a pat, and I was like, oh, cute. And then I'm giving it a pat, and it's sort of like leaning on me in a weird way. I was like, that's really odd. And then it just bounds off like its goofy self. I look down, it's lifted its leg on my leg.
Oh, you got peed on.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I was like, are you kidding? And the guy's like, oh, sorry.
you got peed on by a dog.
I can't believe it. I've seen that dog heaps of times as well. Unreal.
Oh.
That's taught me a lesson. I'm never touching another person's dog again.
Were you wearing good pants?
Luckily, I had shorts on.
So you didn't feel the warm trickles down your leg?
I don't know. It was sort of like warm at that part of the day and... it just was a small amount.
Amazing.
And I didn't really notice.
Into your socks?
Not quite, but definitely down to the shin.
Oh.
I was like, are you kidding me? I had to go home and have a shower. Disgusting.
Oh, that's great.
I was in shock for about 10 minutes afterwards.
Oh, poor Karevo.
Makes for an awkward conversation with the owner next time as well. Like, man,
hey,
your
mate,
dog just
you?
Peed on me.
Like, I'm not getting any closer to your mutts.
No fancy dinner at your house for him
or
her.
Not a chance.
You don't want the shame bell.
No, you just
shame.
Ring it. Unreal. Anyway, that's my story.
Well, guys, lads versus lasses after this. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. If you'd like to take on the opposite sex, 13-10-09. The lads are just in front at the moment. So, ladies, please pick up the phone and call because we got to get the win this morning.
28 gold stars for the lads, 27 for the lasses. Yeah. If you want to play on offer today, a $50 Anaconda gift card for the winner.
Here's a voucher.
Prize.
Straight up like that if you win.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Lads versus lasses on 13-10-09 if you ever want to play. Basically, we ask the guys female-based questions and we ask the ladies male-based questions. And at the end of the day, you'll score a $50 Anaconda voucher and obviously the pride of getting a gold star for your sex on our leaderboard. The guys are ahead on 28. The lasses are on 27.
Go. Look at that. We're
getting
ahead,
really
Krieger.
Close.
We're getting there.
I know. All right, it's time to meet our last contestant this morning. It's Belinda. She thinks Trump is going to take out the win. And also, being an ex-tour guide, she got tons of party tricks. Good morning, Belinda.
Yay. How are you doing?
Really good. All right, let's hook right into these questions. In at number one, what is the world weight record for a largemouth bass that's been caught? Fish. Sorry. I'll give some options here, right? A, 9.9 kilos. B, 56.8 kilos. Or C, 850 kilos.
I guess B.
Unfortunately, it's A, 9.9. Sorry about that. All right, question number two. Aside from keeping the water out of an engine, what is the other main purpose of a snorkel on a four-wheel drive car?
Water out the engine and keep it cool.
It's sort of, because it takes in cooler air. I'm going to give you that.
Oh, good. 1 point on the board for Belinda.
Yay. Okay, question number three. What does the V mean in car engines, like a V6 or a V8 or a V12? What's that V indicate?
Volume? Engine?
No, sorry. It's actually for the shape of the cylinders. They're out in a V shape.
Bummer.
Well, 1 point on the board. Hold the line, Belinda. You could still walk away with the win today because we are meeting our lad right now. His name is Tom. He had a small win on the Melbourne Cup yesterday, and his party trick is opening a beer bottle with his teeth. I've always thought, what an incredible skill. Good morning, Tom. Oh, hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? Oh, very deep voice from you, Tom. Big win yesterday, hey? You say small, but I reckon it was bigger than you're saying it is.
No, I picked the winner to play. So if I picked him to win, it would have been a good one.
Oh,
but,
damn. Yeah. What did you pick? What did you pick yourself up yesterday? A couple of hungy?
Oh, no, like 30, 40 bucks.
Oh, yeah,
still,
that's all
better
right.
Than nothing.
You still feel good about it, though.
Yeah, I put a bet on for the win, number 20, which was paying $201. I thought, outside chance. Outside chance.
And it came fourth.
It was like, I think it came, like, it was running fourth for the whole race, so I was almost there. All right,
let's... Still wildly better than it should have been.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's do this, man. We'll win you this voucher. Question one, true or false, the Kardashians run the children's fashion store, Smooch.
Sorry, what?
The Kardashians, true or false, run the children's fashion store, Smooch.
Mooch.
Smoochy.
True
is incorrect. False. They used to own it, but it closed back in 2009. Now, question number two. How old is Rihanna? A, 32, B, 37, or C, 28? How old is Rihanna?
32, A.
Correct. 1 point on the board.
She's in her 30s.
Now, if you get this next one right, Tom, you walk away with the voucher. If not, we go to a coin toss. True or false, Britney Spears recommends taking a dog to the beach every time you go.
That sounds like something she'd say. True.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, of course it is.
$50 Anaconda voucher. All yours.
Get
done.
On Britney Spears.
Just in time for summer. Thanks for playing, man.
You're
we appreciate
welcome,
it. Yes, Crevo, yet again.
I know.
29 stars on the board.
Headed
We've got
for the
a
big
3-0. Good buffer now.
Yeah, I know. Nothing to worry about.
8-9.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
Jade's
good.
Double checking to make sure Maddie's not cheating.
Yes, double checking.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, of course, one of the biggest days in, I guess, the news cycle is today, of course, the big US election. We've been obsessed with it. I think the whole world has been obsessed with this election like no other. It's incredible. Joining us now is Ashley Mullaney. She's the chief US correspondent, and she's talking us on the phone right now. Sorry. Hey, Ashley, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, you're live on the air. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. First of all, we're all obsessed with the election. What's the vibe like over there? I hear record numbers are turning out to vote this morning.
Yes, I think we're all pretty obsessed with what happens today. It is just, it's a really unusual feeling. I mean, it's tense. We've seen neighbour pitted against neighbour during this campaign.
Yeah.
So much hostility, and it's just such a tense political environment. But, you know, this is history. It is a really important day, and we're just hours away now from the poll closing.
Now, over here we've seen like a couple of stories of like a few shops being boarded up and stuff. Is that just like everywhere people are worried about civil unrest, or is that just a couple of places that are a bit paranoid and they're blowing this out of proportion?
Look, I don't think it's paranoia after what we've seen this year. You know, after the killing of George Floyd, we saw cities set on fire and, you know, multiple cities being looted. So I think they're just preparing for the worst, hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst. But it is surreal. I mean, it looks like America's preparing for a hurricane to come through. That's normally what we see down in Florida, you know, with shops boarded up with plywood, and that's what Washington, D.C. looks like. I mean, it's Election Day, and the White House is surrounded by hundreds of metres of perimeter fencing. I mean, it's just surreal.
What's the odds of us getting a verdict today?
slim, I hate to tell you. I wish we would I'm hoping there will be a result, but it'll have to be a landslide or be shaping up as a landslide for us to see a result today, because there's several key states that will likely play a hand in who wins the White House, which are still accepting ballots for days to come. So places like Pennsylvania, yeah, which I just heard, we just heard about, 3 days later, they're still going to be counting votes. So it's possible that it might look like it's swinging one way, and then in a couple of days' time when things are all counted, it could swing back the other way. So, it's going to be an election like no other.
Wow.
Yeah, well, of course, keep it on Channel 7 this morning after sunrise. They're doing an election special. So it's our world. It's the world we live in right now. So we really need to be across everything that's happening. And this is going to affect so much for us. So Ashley Mullaney, thank you very much for joining us.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay,
Maddie and Grifo.
The Novos.
Hey guys, over in the States, a 13-year-old boy has decided to do what all 13-year-old boys like to do when they go to the shopping center, and that is lean over and slide down the escalator on the rubber handle.
Mm-hmm. Terrible idea.
Always terrible. I am so scared of escalators because I've seen so many people over the years, especially old ladies out shopping on their Thursday pension day, fall down and injure themselves. It's never nice, is
actually
it?
Actually quite dangerous.
Well, this poor kid, right, he's right at the top of the escalator. Imagine you're at Westfield Katara going down, and right at the top, this kid's leant over, and what's happened as it started to go down, he's been pushed forward. He's fallen four stories to the shopping floor ground. He's broken nearly every single bone in his body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
All because he wanted to show off to his friends. Silly kid.
Lucky to be alive.
Well, absolutely. I mean, luckily he is, in recovery and all that.
Mm.
But the footage, shocking stuff. Like, can you see the footage of him?
It's in major slow-mo as well.
Yeah, I know. And he's still, like, moving down that thing, like, down the handrail. Like, he's sliding so quickly.
People always get their pants caught in escalators as well.
Well, that's the other thing. My biggest fear as well, clothing getting stuck in escalators. Because you never know. If you're wearing some long pants and it just gets caught in one of the steps, never good.
It's actually huge. Like, a lot of people have lost their legs from escalators.
See, this is maybe...
I'm not kidding. Like,
opening up like a Pandora's box of fear for me, because I've never worried about them until now.
Yeah.
You'll never look at it the same again.
Exactly, those little teeth.
Of course, what we're doing this morning, 13 10 09, escalator injury stories. Call us up, tell us about them. I'm sure we're going to get heaps of calls here, because maybe it happens to so many people.
Yeah, or even like a family member or a mate or something that you saw it all go down.
I've got a very unfortunate story as well.
Oh, really? See? Oh, look at that. You all laughed at me yesterday. Escalator injuries. You'll see.
All right.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
We want your escalator injury stories.
Jay, Maddie, Grifo, the Novos.
Going down, I'm yelling to my...
Yeah, 13-year-old boy over in the States has decided to show off in front of his mates. The vision is breaking the internet right now. Right at the top of the escalator, four stories up, he decides to lean over for the rubber band to take him down to the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to use it like a banister. You know, when you slide down
exactly
the banister
right
of the stairs, in a big house.
Always see a lot of boys, like, because you can't really slide down them because of the rubber, but they just like to sit there and just
and
ride
it. Takes you down.
Ride it down,
to the bottom. So basically what it's done is it's obviously grabbed his shirt, pushed him forward, and you just see him slowly falling over head first, four stories down. He's broken almost every single bone in his body.
That's actually an incredible story that he survived, because when I worked at the Brisbane International Airport and ground
big
operations...
Big escalators at the airports.
Huge escalators.
Big escalators.
But when I worked there, there was actually an incident very similar to this little boy. It was only two stories, to be honest. And there was a group of guys going back back. They were backpackers or going back to England. One of the guys did the similar thing, sat on the rubber bit or the escalator to ride it down. He fell backwards and he actually died. Very, very...
we're after escalator injury stories, not escalator death stories,
well,
Jay.
But he did pass away, and it was horrible. Like, because
were you working at the time?
I was on shift. I actually didn't see it, thank goodness. But I was there when it happened, and it was horrific. Because one of the guys I worked with, Brian, he actually had to contact his family and
right
tell them.
Before he's going home as well.
And his mates were devastated because they all still had to board the flight. Go back home because I had to leave his body there because I couldn't get his body back on the same flight, obviously, because it just happened. So, yeah, how...
Just stand on them, the lesson from this.
Don't go jumping on the handrails of escalators, let me tell you.
Hey, Erin, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, how are you? Tell us about your escalator injuries.
It was actually my son. We were at a local shopping centre here in Newcastle about 3 years ago. He was 7 and we're just going up. And he's gone to step up a step and missed foot. And he actually sliced the front of his shin open about 4 inches, almost to the bone.
Oh.
Pretty gross.
What do you do as a parent if you're at, say, Westfield or something and that happens? Like, do you speak to?
I honestly, my first thought was, I know I've got a first aid kit in the car. He didn't even cry. That was the strange thing. Even though he's 7, he just went, oh, yeah, scratched myself. Took him to the car, looked at it, sort of looked, really went, oh, it's actually, you can see the fatty layer. It was really gross. So we wrapped it up and took him up to the hospital, and he had gas and got 7 stitches in it and a nice scar.
What a little trooper.
You know what? At that age, a couple of stitches, that's plenty of bragging rights at school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the school holidays, though, so he had to wait 2 weeks until he actually got to show it off, and it all healed by then.
Ah, devastated for him.
To be young.
I know, right?
Yeah.
When stitches and a slice up the knee is a good thing.
Wow. Thanks for your call, Erin.
Thank you, Erin.
You know what? If I'm going to be a parent, that's the one thing once they start being able to walk for themselves.
They're never going on escalators.
We'll always know where the red button is. Like the emergency stop button. I actually think they're at the top of the escalators.
30 years old, never knew they existed.
Yeah, they are. There is the emergency stop on there, but I think it's very important when you've got kids to know
where it is.
Jade, your kids are going to be so wrapped in cotton wool. You're going to have to start buying it now to start
100%.
Wrapping.
100%. And bubble wrap.
So many kids get their jeans caught in them. There's been some horror incidents. If you get online and Google it today, God.
Jade's future kids will be those kids you see in a bubble. Like an actual bubble.
Like, you know those ones that
the bubble boys?
Bubble soccer. Get in your bubble. Come on, we're off to the shops.
Yeah, come on. But guys, I have to tell you about this naughty cat that has gone missing and returned with a bill. I can't wait to tell you about it. Very, very naughty cat.
Okay, 6:51, finding out about this very naughty cat now.
Yes.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
There's a cool cat in town, don't you try to take him down. He's a cat, he's a cat, he's a cool cat.
That's right. We're talking about a
cool cat. It's an interesting song, isn't it?
If you love Garfield, you'll know that song. But basically,
Garfield had a rave. Like, I thought it was a kids' show.
Well, unlike dogs, cats are not usually kept on a leash, and they're often free to explore places on their own. Most times, they know when to return home, and they'll come bearing a gift, like maybe a little mouse, or you know.
Yeah.
Your cat, Chester, would have done that, maybe.
Oh, once or twice. Yeah, of course,
It's cute when they catch a little mouse.
I don't think so. I think it's horrible.
Nah, they're pests. But anyway, however, recently a pet owner noticed that their cat had gone missing for about a week, and luckily the cat did return home. But they noticed when the cat came back, there was a note tied around its neck that read, "Your cat kept staring at the mackerels at my store, so I gave him 3 mackerels, Auntie May Fish Market on Sandy Street." So it included the phone number and Auntie May's store location for the owner to contact and pay the cat's debt for the 3 mackerels that they
they gave the
kitty. This was over in Thailand, this story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, shouldn't have fed the cat.
Yeah, I think so.
You can't be expecting for the cash owner money. To pay.
To pay, yeah. So, well, that's the thing. So now the owner's like, should I be going and paying for my cat's three mackerels or...
Such
know?
A thing, only in Thailand would that happen.
I know, send the cat. Like, it's quite a jump, right, for the owner to go, you know, I'll get my money back. I'll set, like, kick the cat out of my store and tie a note around its neck.
And get some extra pennies. Well, the owners came out saying that cat was not remorseful or ashamed of what it did, and they posted a photo of it sitting guilt-free, oblivious to the mischief that it got up to, and it's just sunbathing
living its life.
On the footpath and, you know, licking its lips going, yeah.
That's a store owner that's desperate for a sale.
Well, also...
like, business not doing so well.
Yeah, and you know what? If you were that store owner, you'd be looking out for that cat because now you know it comes back with the money.
Yeah.
You just send it home with a note every time you see it around town.
So you're the only one with a cat in the team, Maddie.
Yeah.
Would you pay Chester's debt if he came back with a note?
With a debt?
With three... saying you need to pay three mackerels?
Yeah. I mean, look, let's be honest. Over there... what's it going to cost?
No, but here in Australia.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll question it.
If he got out, he went to there's a butcher shop just down the road from your place.
Nah, actually, no.
Chester got out and they gave him a couple of Cheerios.
What?
What a weird hypothetical.
Cheerios. What is it? Cabana? Whatever you want to call
Jade,
it.
Jade, I would call the butcher and go, hey.
Is this for real?
Are you serious? Can I talk about this on the radio? But yeah, like, you know, if they gave him a couple of bones or whatever, like, whatever.
Pay up. Yeah.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah. I know you wouldn't if it were your dogs, though.
Oh, no, to be honest.
I don't think you would.
Oh, no, I'd actually call them up and say, hey, thanks for, you know, looking after them. Next time my dog comes there, can you please give me a call? Don't feed it and I'll come and collect it. Thanks.
Fair point.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Let's get started.
Come on. Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Guys, my friend was absolutely filthy the other day. Sunday morning, he decided to order some Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. Very hungry, big night the night before. Anyway, he's waiting for his food. The driver had arrived, as you know, the apps told him. Basically, what happened, the lady who dropped the food off decided to come back and take the food from the front door before he could come downstairs and collect it.
Wait, so he's like, put it there, knocked.
Yeah.
And then your friend
the
was
food
like,
disappeared.
Took a while or something.
The food disappeared. So he's like, where'd the food go? He went downstairs in the from the apartment building and he's like, oh, it's gone. Anyway, turns out the lady took the food and drove off with it. The delivery driver caught on CCTV, put the food down next to the front door.
Wow.
Waited
away.
A second.
Go gets the food, gets back in her car, drives off.
That's
quite
crazy.
Incredible.
That's terrible.
13:10:09 this morning. Did you have a package go missing, and what was it?
Ah, because there's a lot of package theft goes on off like
Christmas time's a big
front porch stuff, isn't
yeah.
it? You know,
yeah.
Leave it in a safe place. Poking out the top of my mailbox right next to the fence isn't a safe place.
You get a lot of packages, Jade.
Yeah,
does that happen to you? Missing packages?
No, well, mine's a fortress.
You've got a very secure front area.
My gates are always locked, so...
triple lock, deadlock, bolt lock.
Yeah.
Simple, right?
So to be honest, I'm very, very lucky and never had any issues.
Well, no one's been able to get in ever, so that's good. Right?
What about you, Creamer? Happened to you?
No, never had a package taken, no, luckily. My mate did, though. down in Sydney, but I think it happens a lot.
People are getting so smart though now with the CCTV at the front door. Like, you just don't take a package if you're a delivery driver. You will get caught.
It's great too, because my neighbours actually have cameras set up and actually catches part of our place as well. So you don't
have to pay for cameras. That's cheap.
Well, which is good, but that's the thing now. Lots of people
have cameras
now, so watch out, thieves.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
Don't steal Jade's puppy pants.
Vigilante Jade.
I'll be furious.
On the loose.
Yeah, my poor puppies. I need those.
No, well, taking your calls next. Our prizes on offer.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Did you have a package go missing? And what was it?
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Oh my God, my friend had an absolute terror of an Uber Eats driver on the weekend, dropped off his food, took a picture of it, and then walked off with the food. Obviously very hungry.
Yeah.
Caught on CCTV.
Because the whole taking a photo, that's how they do proof now.
That's right.
I had the same thing. Like, I was there for the package delivery.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, actually, I need to put it on the ground and take a photo of it. Then you can have
it. That's
a
thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
With a little scanner thing.
Yeah, so they just made out they delivered it and then they went, oh, I'll take that.
Do you know what the problem is, though? What? You have to go through the restaurant in an instant like this. So you have to call them up and tell them. They then have to resend it out. It's very difficult to go through these apps like Uber Eats and Menulog to get your money back.
Yeah.
Because
holding on to it.
Well, it's just such a big machine. It's like one delivery goes missing. It's like,
rigmarole.
Just to get a new pad thai.
I've heard horror stories of packages going missing when it comes to Light and Easy. I think it was like your mate had an instance where their Light and Easy food was getting stolen.
Yeah, it was the whole, like, because it comes in a big box, right? And it's very obvious what it is. Big styrofoam box with the big, like, lettering on the side because they want branding everywhere.
Yeah.
It turns out somebody who, I think it was a homeless person, kept stealing his Light and Easy packages. And it's like 25 meals or something crazy comes in one of those crates.
I mean,
he's like, what am I going to eat now?
If you get double, though, I'm glad a homeless man was taking it. Because all the people to take
it,
like, you know, he needs it.
He needs it. But
still, not okay. Like, you're paying for that.
And it's a lot of money. Like, my mate was like, I would have just given him, like, a bunch of food. Yeah. It'll be heaps cheaper.
Hey, Gabby, did you have a package go missing and what was it?
Yes, I have had a package go missing actually in the last month or so.
Yeah.
And my partner is really fussy about his favourite kind of toothpaste. So it was a box of 12 tubes of his favourite toothpaste from England.
Wow.
And we've been waiting 2 months for this damn thing to arrive. And now it's just gone missing. They say they've delivered it. We haven't got toothpaste, so...
That's crazy. And postage from overseas, like, that's not cheap.
And this toothpaste isn't cheap. It's like some kind of old-timey toothpaste. I don't know. He's into it.
All right, Gabby, so, you know, who do you think it was in your neighbourhood? What's the go?
Who's got really clean teeth now in your street?
I actually reckon maybe it was at some point during that international transit because, you know, the moment that I paid for it, it said, yep, order completed. I've been going back to them and they're like, nope, order completed. It's like, well, clearly not.
Wow. Is your husband or your partner English, Gabby?
Yes, he is.
I was going to say, quite random to order, to, you know, 12 toothpaste from overseas.
Old-timey
toothpaste. What's so special about it? Have you tried it? Is it better than the old Colgate or?
It is actually. It's pretty amazing. It's called Utimol. Basically,
sounds like a procedure.
I've gone to have my Utimol taken off.
It feels like it. If you use it, it burns your mouth down. It is just like the craziest sort of nuclear stuff you could use on your teeth.
Yeah, wow. No, I like the nice clean teeth.
Jade's Googling
it
now. There you go, Jade. You're going to order some, aren't you? Maybe not after hearing Gabby's story. Thanks, Gabby.
Yeah, we'll get flogged from out of the
front. Appreciate that. Very good.
Well, we've got What's the Goss coming up with Jackson.
Yeah, I'll update you on Britney Spears. She's given a message to fans to assure them that she's all right. I'm not convinced. Also, too, Lady Gaga versus Trump. I've got some audio for you.
All right.
Oh, my God. This was the favourite part of my day yesterday.
Oh, I really? Can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Origin Day, doing anything tonight, guys?
Yeah, I'll be watching the game. I'm obviously going to have to leave pickleball early because it's pickleball tonight. So
I won't be.
What do you mean, going to pickleball or watching
them? No, I'll be going to pickleball.
You lost me at pickleball. What's the goss time?
Won't be
watching
Origin.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What's everything? Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
We've got What's the Goss with producer Jackson right now, and what a doozy. Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, and Trump.
Yeah, okay, so let's start with Britney Spears because everyone's super worried about her. They want to free Britney from her conservatorship. So she's come out on Instagram, she's put up a video, and she just wants to reassure fans that she's okay. She had this to say.
Hi, so I know that there have been a lot of comments and a lot of people saying a lot of different things about me, but I just want to let you guys know that I am fine. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life, and I'm sending all of you guys a lot of prayers, wishes, and a lot of love.
This comes after 13 days of social media silence. Interesting to note, it looks like she's in the same clothes and same makeup that she's been in for the last 3 years. So everyone's very concerned about Britney Spears right now.
You know what, Jackson? We all have our lazy clothes, at-home clothes, and they're generally the same outfit, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe she just likes to hang out in the same clothes.
Maybe. She's got very racked. It looks like she's always crying, though. Her mascara's so thick.
Yeah.
And it's always, like, around, like she's just had a really big night at, I don't know, Fanny's or something.
I love Britney Spears, but for someone who, as talented as her, who's been in the music industry her whole life, she's been surrounded by makeup artists who would have taught her a trick or two. Her makeup that she does, it isn't very good. Like, you'd honestly think she'd be quite capable at it. But then
she can't.
She can't. It's honestly.
Looks a bit like a clown.
I don't want to be mean. I love Britney Spears, but she almost looks like a raccoon. Like her. If you go and have a look, you'll understand what I mean. It's really bad.
See, you say Britney's picked up some makeup tips and tricks. I don't think she has. This is a woman who's had everything done for her her entire life.
But hey, I actually do believe her that she reckons she's the happiest she's ever been.
She's got a hot boyfriend.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
You know, she's living life.
Part of this, was it the conservatorship thing she's under? Apparently she can't actually get married or have children with him because it's all tied up in the contract.
Yeah, so she can't make any decision for herself. Even just if she wants to go down the street buy a bag of potato chips, she has to get permission for it off of lawyers.
Yeah. It's really bad.
She's absolutely insane.
Horrific way to live. Anyway, on to a celebrity who's got actual musical talent, Lady Gaga. So she's feuding with Donald Trump. Now, it all started when Trump learnt of the fact that she's going to be campaigning with Biden last night. So he wrote, "Just learnt that sleepy Joe Biden's campaigning in Pennsylvania with Lady Gaga, a proud member of Artists Against Fracking." So basically he just said that she's going to cause energy prices to go up. And then he said, she responded on Twitter saying, "I'm glad I live rent-free in your head." Now, Trump went on his campaign tour yesterday and spoke about Lady Gaga.
Now he's got Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is not too good. I could tell you plenty of stories. I could tell you stories about Lady Gaga. I know a lot of stories about Lady Gaga.
He also took aim at Beyonce, or as he says...
They got Beyonce.
Beyonce. So Lady Gaga, of course, took to the stage with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden last night. She turned into a real Italian mama while campaigning for this guy.
Now is your chance to vote against Donald Trump, a man who believes his fame gives him the right to grab one of your daughters or sisters or mothers or wives by any part of their bodies. Vote for Joe. He's a good person. Thank you.
Gaga, I love her.
What a slap.
She's cool.
Wow, I love that. Thank you, Jackson.
No worries.
See, guys, it's like a blockbuster movie, this thing. The finale tonight.
The shots that they all take at each other is just next level.
Yeah.
They feel very passionately about it.
I feel lucky to live here.
Yeah, me too.
Where you go, you know, when people, like when there's an election here, no one even talks about who you voted for. Like, who cares?
I seen the funniest TikTok where some girl was like showing videos of LA boarded up, and then she's like, in Australia we just go to a school and then get a sausage at the end.
Yeah, we get a sausage.
Like, it's so much isn't it so much more nice
Australia
and civil?
Australia is the best country, hands down. I love it.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, it's just winning central here at New FM this morning. First up today for this half hour, we have a whole heap of Singo's sausages up for grabs with Beat the Meat. You know how it works. It's a Beat the Bomb style game. You need to yell out stop before the sausages explode, and of course you win that amount of sausages.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's all thanks to Singo's. If you want to play, 13-10-09, the lines are open.
Imagine winning that tonight for the State of Origin.
Oh,
game
perfect.
One.
Good
Put
timing.
On a Barbie.
Is there a better day to win sausages on the air? I don't think so.
Nah, there isn't.
I don't think so.
I agree. Beat the Meat.
I agree.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausages.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
All thanks to our mates at Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. You know how this works. You've got to yell out stop before the sausages explode and you win the amount of sausages you stop on.
Yeah, it's great to beat the meat on a Wednesday. All right, let's go to Matt. How are you doing this morning, man?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. Now, did you have a bit of a win yesterday with Cup?
Yeah, I had a little win.
Nice one, man. All right, so let's see if we can go back-to-back wins today. Of course, you do have to not get too greedy. Let's do this. Are you ready to beat the meat?
Yes, I am.
All right,
let's do it together.
Let's go.
One sausage. Three sausages. Seven sausages. 12 sausages. 18 sausages. 23 sausages.
Stop.
23.
Oh,
so close, man.
Good luck. I mean, good, happy days.
Maddie, 30 sausages was today's limit, so 23, you're walking away with a win there. Good stuff.
Well done.
Origin party tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
Who are you going for, Blues or the Maroons?
Definitely Blues.
Hey? Yeah, of course.
A bit of sanity in the room. Finally.
You know what? A lot of people suffering today after their Melbourne Cup shenanigans yesterday. Got to back it up tonight for the Origin.
It's a good back-to-back day. Well, are you put? Because obviously you put on a bet yesterday. Are you betting tonight for the game?
Yeah, more than likely. Probably will.
Blues are the favourites at the moment.
Yeah, of course they are, Jade. Of course they are.
At the moment.
Thanks, Maddie. Good luck today, man. And Crevo up next. The winning continues.
I know. This is unbelievable. We got cash to give away here. $300 on the line today, right? So, of course, we just have three sounds. If you can get the three, you get $300 straight away. We send that right out to you. All right. Are we ready to hear some of the sounds?
Of course we are.
Let's roll them.
You just need to identify what they are, the three ingredients in our cash cocktail. 131009. If you want $300.
Every single caller that gets to air as well this week goes into the draw for our big weekly prize, which is a party starter, all thanks to Newcastle Distilling Co. with their incredible canned cocktails. These are delicious.
Yeah, so you get a big bunch of them to take home and get the party started. 131009, money to win, plus the chance to win drinks as well.
Let's do it.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The Novos Cash Cocktail.
It's your chance to win cash.
And only on Newcastle's New FM. Cash, money back.
I love it when we get to give away radio station money. Oh, I feel like it's my job to give away. While I work here, a big part of my job is to give away as much money as I can that's not mine.
That's a good goal.
Yeah, of course. And prizes and everything.
This is the giveaway half hour.
I know. It's a special, special thing that we've got going on here today. All right, so three sounds that we have. If you get all three, you get $300 straight away. Plus, you go into the draw for this awesome party starter, these cocktail cans from Newcastle Distilling Co., which is just awesome.
They sound really nice.
Amazing. Here are the sounds if you want to play 13, 10, 09.
All right.
Okay, a few of the incorrect guesses. Yep. We'll chuck them in there. Sander, coffee machine, can opener, opening a bottle. None of those.
No.
No. Full list at newfm.com.au. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Novos. How are we?
Yeah, great, good, man. How are you going for a Wednesday with State of Origin tonight?
Oh, mate, hanging to finish work, get on the set, and, yeah, go to the blues.
Is it a party at your place?
Oh, yeah, I would say so.
Sicky tomorrow?
No, mate, I've got to back out.
You know what? The only ones that suffer with back-to-back sporting events midweek are bosses around the country.
Yeah. 100%. No one's quite at 100%, are they?
Oh, they'll be right. All right, Anthony. So, do you need to hear the sounds again, or you want to dive straight in?
No, I'll hear them again, please.
All right, here we go.
One crushing a can.
Yep.
And shaking of a knife drill.
Yep.
And
sorry, Anthony. No, all wrong, man.
All wrong.
Good guesses, though.
And don't forget, you are in the draw to win those cocktail cans for the party starter. We're going to draw that every week.
You
every
like a
Friday.
Cocktail, Anthony?
But,
do you
like
a cocktail? Yeah,
hell
good.
Yeah.
So they're actually pre-made cocktails.
Yeah, they're in a can. They are delicious.
I can't wait to try some.
Yeah, so good. Congrats, man. You're in the draw for those. News time up next with Hamish here at 105.3 New FM, and we're playing the cash cocktail again before 9 a.m. this morning.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Hey, if you want your child to be our next New FM Weather Whiz Kid, newfm.com.au, you can register there and you could be reading the weather right here on the show every single Wednesday, just like you.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, I'm Jude from Holy Family Primary School, Merriweather Beach. I would like to say hi to my friends in Year 1. A mostly sunny day ahead with a chance of fog in the early morning. We are expecting a top temperature of 27 degrees in the city and 29 degrees inland. Cloudy tomorrow with a high chance of showers and a chance of thunderstorm in the afternoon. And partly cloudy with the chance of a shower and thunderstorm in the afternoon on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Hey, Tim and Joe will drive home and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
Jude.
So cute.
What a cutie Jude is. Holy Family, Merriweather Beach in year one.
Year one.
Year one. Look at that.
I think he's reading better than I was in year one. Like, that's incredible.
I think he reads better than most of us now.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, good stuff. As I said, if you want to be a weather whiz kid, newfm.com.au, get mum or dad to answer for you today.
But on 13-10-09, should you stay together for the kids?
Where did this one come from?
This is all because a woman has admitted that she doesn't love her husband anymore, but she feels obligated to stay for the kids.
Oof.
So she's actually come out saying she was put under a considerable amount of pressure to get married. Especially by her parents. They weren't happy that she was 30 and she was still single, and so she felt quite desperate to meet somebody as quick as she could. And basically her friend set her up, and, you know, she found him attractive for a while, and she thought he was perfect. They ended up getting married because she was more excited about getting married than marrying the love of her life, she's come out saying. Had a couple of kids, and now she's saying, you know, she would have left him 2 years in, but now they've got kids together, she's just staying for them. So on 13-10-09, should you stay together for the kids? That's a big question this morning.
I absolutely think you should not stay together for the kids. I think it's more damaging in later life watching two parents that clearly don't love each other. Just separate.
It's a tricky one because, like, having that stability at home, if you get on well, that can be a huge thing for kids, you know, to, like, have your parents, if they're fighting like cats and dogs, maybe it's not the right thing. But if they're just, like, not fully in love, I don't know, maybe just hang around a bit till they're a bit older or something.
So you think it's okay?
If they're not, like, if it's a really negative situation, then absolutely wrap that thing up. But if they're, like, get on all right, maybe they should.
You know what? Parents have a lot of pressure already as it is. And I think, you know what? Why sacrifice the best years of your life if you're not in love? You know what? Kids adjust well. A lot of kids adjust well if you do it right. Mm-hmm. I think it's teaching them and setting them up for a bad future if you're saying to them, hey, your dad and I weren't in love, you know, for 10, 15 years. Like, that would be more of a shock to me if my parents told me that later in life.
I don't know. I think if they get on all right, then maybe they should stay together.
All right. Well, are you team me, separate, or team Crevo, stay together?
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Should you stay together for the kids?
This is all because stories gone viral from Mumsnet, which has caused a bit of a debate on 13-10-09. If you have your thoughts or opinions on this, if you should stay together for the kids, because this woman wrote online that she was put under a lot of pressure to get married. Her parents weren't happy that she was 30. She was still single. They're like, give us the grandkids. She felt quite desperate to meet somebody as soon as she could. She ended up getting set up by a friend. She found him very attractive, and for a while she thought he was a perfect man for her. But when he proposed, she felt more excited about the fact that she was getting married than actually marrying the love of her life, which is very sad. And she's come out saying they've been married for 4 years, things are okay, but if it wasn't for the kids, I would have definitely left him after 2 years.
Jeez.
And she's only staying with him because they have the kids together. And she doesn't want to be in the situation where she's a single mum and she's having to share them. She's got a few friends who are single mums, she's come out saying. And this is she said there's no way she could deal with that.
You know what? First of all, here's another example, a bad example of when parents interfere in their adult children's lives. It's ridiculous. Like, you let people marry who they want to marry.
That's right.
Because you know what? All this has caused is drama. Well, she should leave him with the kids, come to some sort of agreement, because I don't think it's fair on her or the children or him, in fact, any party that she stays sticks around.
I have an interesting insight because obviously my parents divorced, and I was very lucky that I'm just very blessed that they get along still to this day. There was never any bitterness or angry. They're friends. They're still best friends. You know, they'll still meet up, have dinner. We'll do family dinners. Like, I'm very lucky in that sense. But I had a girlfriend, Lily, who I went to school with, and her parents actually did this thing where they stayed together for her and her brother. And she said it was awkward because they slept in different rooms. Mm. I saw how much that upset her as a teenager going through high school. And the minute her younger brother graduated high school, her mum moved back to England and her dad ended up living on a boat. He bought sort of like a houseboat. And she said it really confused them
because
growing
it's,
up.
Like, you've got, instead of one, you know, happy parents, you've got miserable parents. I'd rather them be separated and both living their happy lives
than, you know, staying together.
At the same time, like, having both your parents like under one roof, if they're getting on, I don't know, then maybe there is a benefit.
Overrated.
To that.
Well, overrated.
They didn't always get along, so they did fight. Mm. And but also, like, so anyway, 13 10 09, should you stay together for the kids?
Hey James, how are you? Yeah, doing good, mate. What do you think about this? Do you think two unhappy parents should stay together if they're no longer in love?
Nah, no, I don't. I've seen, like, both sides of what can happen, and I always believe that two happy homes is better than one happy home.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened with you? Was it yourself and your missus, or when you were growing up?
Nah, just friends that I've seen and family members that both, some have stayed together for the kids, and it doesn't end well, and the kids, they're always the ones that get affected by it, not
the parents themselves. Yeah,
no,
fair
thanks,
enough.
James.
Okay. All right, let's go to Helen. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. Do you think the parents should stay together?
No, not at all.
Okay. Why do you think that?
Well, I guess it just depends on the circumstances. Like, I've been through it twice, and you know, like, it does knock the socks off you saying that I've been through it twice, but sometimes things just don't work. They say that people don't change, but people do change due to circumstances with their work and that.
Wow, I was like,
surely change if you got a circumcision.
I know.
Late in the game, eh? Wow.
I just don't think you should stay in a relationship that's not going to work and it's not going to fit.
Okay.
It's not fair on the kids.
All right, fair enough.
They sense it.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Aunt Silly. All right, Sarah, hello.
Now Sarah's
gone. There you go. It's an interesting one. I think the general consensus here is leave.
Get out of there. Mm. Okay. Guys, up next, this is quite an interesting story because the police get a lot of, like, you know, calls about different disturbances, crimes, that sort of thing. And a lot of they just have to go out and check it out, right? Because that's their job. Over in Scotland, they got a call about a tiger, right, that was just sitting around in this little farm. Turns out it was a stuffed tiger, but they spent 45 minutes, like, working with tactical teams.
Look at that.
Calling out other police. They're all standing around, like, at a distance. Imagine, like, you know, when there's a robber in a building or something. You know how they all stand around?
So they obviously thought the tiger was real.
They thought it was a real tiger. Turned out to be stuffed. We'll get into full details of this story up next.
Very still tiger.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
This is one of the all-time great stories. Police in Scotland were very embarrassed after officers had a standoff with a giant stuffed tiger for almost an hour.
Whoa.
So, you know when you go to, like, the country fairs and you win those really big plush toys?
Yeah, of course.
This tiger, I'm going to say, looks very convincing. It was on a farm over there. And, of course, if you looked at it from a distance, one might think, there's a tiger over there, just relaxing. They like to chill.
Escape from the circus or something.
Exactly.
Well, it'd be like our equivalent of the Black Panther that gets around.
Well, I guess so. Yeah. But, I mean, witnesses were sending photos to the station. Obviously, they need to sort that out. You don't want one of those loose in the community. They've sent three SWAT cars, a dog handler, and over 15 police officers.
Oh, my God. So they're, like, real serious about trying to surround this tiger.
Yeah, exactly. The radio reports were coming in,
and they were saying it was unclear if the tiger had eaten any cattle, but it appeared well fed, and its ears were seen to twitch. But other than that, it was very settled.
You know what? That's like, that's what people like believing when they see, you know, like
something.
Yeah, it's like oh my God, that's a tiger. I swear I saw its ears move.
Yeah, like seeing a UFO, like when someone goes, I saw a UFO.
Oh, definitely.
It's in the same category.
Same vein.
Alarm bells, though, it would have taken them hours to figure that out, and for the tiger not to move. Should start questioning that.
At least be breathing or something.
Yeah, Peterhead Inspector George Cordoner is quoted as saying, "We appreciate that it was a false call made with genuine good intent." Witness Bruce Grubb placed the call to police, and he said he got the fright of his life.
Well, as you would, walking down a country lane, there's a tiger.
Gun out.
Well, he was worried because he was having a housewarming party at his house at the time. He swears he was sober. Questionable. But he was worried because he had over 200 pregnant cows in the barn.
Oh,
of course you'd be worried.
He was worried about Daisy and Betty.
not himself getting eaten by a tiger.
Mr. Grubb reiterated that I was stone cold sober. Drink had nothing to do with me thinking that it was real. I get it. It happens sometimes. You know, we see things.
I've never seen a tiger, though, that thought it was real. Just saying.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Grifo.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
And we have 105 minutes commercial free. You don't want to go anywhere after 9 because it's all your favourites with producer Jackson.
Oh, 100%. What a sell. Matchbox 20 is in there, as well as
one of my faves. I love them.
Miley also, too.
Oh.
Apparently not going to rehab for social media addiction. Did you hear that she's just unfollowed everybody that went to Kendall Jenner's party in LA?
No.
She mustn't have been invited.
Wow.
Do you think Miley gets rejected? She obviously is rejected in that sort of inner Hollywood group.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, she must be because she's from Nashville.
I reckon Miley would be that girl at the party that embarrasses herself and they just have all stopped inviting her to events.
Well, what's she saying that song? Rocks up wearing kicks. I must have got the memo or something.
Yeah,
well,
poor Miley.
Get back in your cab. Also, to 5 Seconds of Summer.
They're like coming to Newcastle.
Oh, wow. They have American accents.
Oh, Maddie, you know what? Every time you have to plug a 5 Seconds of Summer song, you always say
they're
that.
They're coming to Newcastle.
They're coming to Newcastle soon.
Well, does it get more local than a massive international band coming to Newcastle?
No, but you're just so excited because you're such
a
fan.
Because I want to interview them.
I know.
In person. One-on-one.
But it's just adorable.
You know those hotel room interviews?
Yeah.
Crevo and Jade, you stay home that day.
No need to come. I've got it. Don't take up my talking time with them.
No, exactly right. Guys, you'd be well aware of Gwyneth Paltrow, right?
Mm.
Big international star.
You really dislike Gwyneth.
Look, I don't mind her, like, normally, but now that she's started selling all this hocus-pocus stuff on her Goop store, I've gone off her because I reckon she's ripping people off. Right,
and she's already rich, and she's ripping off the innocent,
like
the humble.
You might remember some past examples. She's got candles that smell like her vajayjay. She had people, like, she was advocating for people to ladies to push some sort of stone up there as well. Right, like she is off the rails. I reckon her latest batch of stuff that she's selling on her Goop website is even more outrageous.
We have an update, too.
We've got
a
major update. You're not going to believe some of the garbage she is pushing on her website.
You can't deny the hustle, though, guys.
She's already a millionaire and she's just, you know what I mean? She's not hustling.
She is preying on the vulnerable and uneducated.
As if you two wouldn't do the exact same thing.
I wouldn't be selling a candle.
It's called Dirty Gingerbread Candle for $85.
Sounds enticing.
Wait till you hear some of the garbage she's trying to sell to the vulnerable next.
Okay.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Origin Wednesday, 8:43. Beautiful day, sunny gorgeous. All day, and we're talking Gwyneth Paltrow now.
That's right. I'm calling her a criminal because some of the prices for the junk she's selling on her Goop website are just outrageous. She's off her head. Do you guys remember, of course, there was the candle that smelt like her downstairs.
Yeah.
She was flogging that off for like $80. She's had some other crazy stuff along the way, but her latest batch of things that she's trying to sell for Christmas are just ridiculous. Let's kick things off with a mattress.
Okay.
She's got a mattress on there. Apparently, it's got 12 layers of, like, some of it's like hand-spun wool or something. Now, a fancy mattress, what would you be thinking you might cost?
An actual mattress.
A mattress, like a double or a queen, same price.
Well, $1,000.
I'm cheap. I bought mine for $250, so I'm going to say mid-range, $460.
Her mattress is on sale on her website now for $38,000.
Wow.
Her own, very own mattress?
No. She's just selling mattresses on there.
That's insane. That's
so,
a joke.
Like a fair bit more than your koalas or like
O&F
or whatever.
What's so great about
Well,
the
she's
Gwyneth
saying it's
mattress.
Got like 12 layers and some of those layers are like handmade wool something.
So no
like.
Health benefits.
No, well, she claims it'll like change your whole life and make you healthy, but it's absolutely rubbish.
Right.
You
I'm
know
telling what?
You right
if I was buying mattress for $38,000, I'd want to walk through or at least a fancy YouTube video of the mattresses being made so
or
I can see.
A week sleeping on it to see if it's the right thing for you.
Well, heaps of those companies give you 6 months. Gwyneth gives you nothing because she's a dirty criminal.
Wow.
All right. Okay, the next item she's flogging off, and this is ridiculous as well. She's got a bathtub. It's made of concrete. Now, it does have, you know, like when you get underfloor heating in a fancy bathroom,
yeah.
like
yeah.
if you're a rich person, right? This has like a heating element in it, right?
Don't so, you have underfloor
no,
heating?
No, absolutely
oh,
okay. not. So it's like got a heating element, so the bath is a bit warm when you like start putting water in. What do you think a concrete bathtub is worth?
I think
concrete.
$300.
Yeah, about that.
So she's selling this bathtub for $100,000.
Oh.
And imagine the shipping costs
oh.
of getting a concrete bathtub.
Because she's such a rip-off merchant, I can guarantee it doesn't come with free shipping. Right, so here's some of the other ridiculous things she's selling at the moment. A Ouija board. You know those? The
yeah,
little, like,
they're bad.
Fake don't, spirit board things.
Don't get into them, kids.
All right, now, one of these, she's
speaking
got,
from experience.
She's got
no,
one of her
creepy.
Artist mates, right, to write the letters out
yeah.
in glitter.
Oh.
Okay, so imagine you got, like, the little glitter pens. And you've drawn over the letters. What do you think that should set you back?
$55.
Now, consider her crazy prices.
Okay.
Pull out a wild
All right.
number.
For that?
Little glitter pens written over
it. $7,000.
I'd say $490.
$2,000.
What?
For an Ouija board with the little letters drawn over in glitter.
Well, you know what? She's targeting her rich friends.
She's targeting the mentally insane. Like, the way she is dealing with this, she's a rip-off merchant. She's not to be trusted.
You
this
know,
is my warning.
Do you know
you.
What? You are right, Creva. You're both right. She's not targeting the poor because it's like frozen them out of the market on
well,
this one.
Some
she
of
has.
Her stuff
she's,
is cheap.
She's preying on rich Californian mums who have nothing to do at home. That just want to, you know, fill their days with something.
It sounds like it's almost like, imagine all the really rich women of the millionaires and the billionaires, heirs, right? They go to the Hamptons, they all meet up there, they're having a whinge about their husbands because they probably all have mistresses going away on mystery trips. And Gwyneth has thought, you know what? They all have their husband's credit cards. They all go out and just go on massive spending sprees to burn a hole in his pocket because that's how they get revenge. She's probably thought to herself, you know what? I can cash in here. I can get these women to buy my stuff despite their husbands. That's what I think she's done.
There's cheap stuff on there too, though. Like, she's got, like, this is no joke, a lamp made of actual bread.
Oh.
$200.
Some stuff.
Wow.
She's off her head.
Yeah.
And she's not to be trusted. I'm just saying.
Can we send this to Goop?
If you want. See what you can get.
See and if I we probably, can get a retraction, like her to come on and have a chat about it.
She just said there is some cheaper stuff you can buy, but it's...
I'm telling you it's garbage because if she's doing that sort of gear, she's not right.
You watch Crevo change his tune if he ever picks up any Goop products from a garage sale and needs to resell them. These are amazing.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
There's a Goop bag for $193, and that's US, so
she's got
it.
A bag on there, and it's actually only for carrying watermelons.
How about, yeah.
You know what? I'll buy the candle. She's going crazy. Stick to the candle.
No, even that's a rip-off.
$85, that's US too, so...
Like $100.
That's $100 on a candle. I'm sorry, I'm drawing the line. I'm never spending over $50 on a candle. That's my limit.
Yeah, fair enough. I like it. Candles are good. Thanks, Crevo.
That's my Gwyneth rant. I'm sick of her trying to rip people off.
Who knew? You hated Gwyneth Paltrow so much. 8:49. Cash cocktail up next. We have $300 in the kitty this morning. All you've got to do is identify these three sounds. Okay, if you think you know what any of them are.
Yep, 13 10 09. We're taking your calls after this next.
Should we hear some incorrect guesses?
Sure. So there's an... It's not opening a bottle, it's not a drill, and it's not a soda stream.
Oh, that's a good guess. A full list of guesses at newfm.com.au. Call now.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's New FM.
That's right. Our cash cocktail is back this morning, where you can correctly guess three mystery sounds. And if you do, you get to walk away with the jackpot today, which is at $300. It's that easy. You can check out all the incorrect guesses at newfm.com.au. And just for calling up and guessing, you go on the list to win a great prize from the Newcastle Distillery.
Yeah. So NewcastleDistillery.com.au.
They've got these awesome cocktail cans. Every Friday, we're going to be giving away like a party starter pack full of them.
Yep. Let's go to Flick Felicity. Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Felicity. Okay, let's play these sounds for you and let's try and win you the cash. All right. What do you think they are, Flick?
Is one of them like a toy chainsaw? Like a kid would have at the start, and is one of them like an office water cooler that's filling up a cup?
Hey, Flake.
Thanks for playing.
You're in the draw, though. NewcastleDistillery.com.au. Check out their amazing canned cocktails. We'll be giving those away on Friday.
Yeah,
there we go,
Friday.
Guys. How are you today, guys? What are you doing after work? Anything special?
What am I going to do? I'm not sure. State of Origin, obviously. Ben's pumped up, so I might have to go
snacks
get him
on
some
tonight.
For that. Yeah.
Do you make him like a little like snack food in the oven or something? Throw some party pies in the oven?
No. We had
Thai.
We had Thai last night for dinner.
Leftovers for him.
Yeah, so we'll have leftover Thai tonight.
Do you know what's so fascinating to me?
Yeah.
Right? So the other night, do you know what Jade made for Ben for dinner? It's like this. What's it called?
It's called Dinner Winner.
Dinner Winner. So it's like.
Gotta look this
up. So basically, you brown the mince and you buy this packet that contains like pasta, a few different little veggies, and some like seasoning.
Oh.
It's like in a bag. Terrible dinner.
It's amazing.
The color doesn't. It doesn't even look appealing. Oh, no.
Dinner Winner's great.
Look at that, Maddie.
It's disgusting.
Why is it in a brown bag?
Look, it's
pasta with beef-flavoured seasoning. Just add water.
Yeah, that's all you have to do is add water. So, obviously, you buy your mince, you brown it, and then you throw in the packet mix, which has the pasta and the beef flavouring in it.
You know what?
And then a cup of water.
Do you know
done.
What, though? So Jade gets in the car this morning and she goes, we got Thai last night from Sticky Rice and Wickham.
That's nice. I like that.
Beautiful. Yes, it's good. And this is what surprised me. She goes, yeah, Benny got it, and he started judging the Thai. Well, if he's judging Sticky Rice Wickham, what's he saying about the Dinner Winner?
Look, he knows not to say anything around me at home if he ever wants a meal. Because because then he'll have to cook. And when he's had a big day, he doesn't want to push my buttons.
Does he? Does he compliment it still? Like if you've had dinner, winner, he's like, "Oh, it's lovely, darling."
Yay! He doesn't go to that degree, but he's like, "It wasn't bad." So
weird, your fingers are crossed.
Only because we have the best Thai restaurant where we used to live up at the Sunny Coast, and it's very like it's the benchmark. So whenever we get Thai, we're always
comparing to that.
Thai. Yeah,
and sticky rice out of 10.
It was actually very good. The beef mutton curry was honestly probably a 10 out of 10. It was actually like that's very good.
Their specialty.
Yeah.
It's always had it. Good. It's good.
A Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes with producer Jackson.
What
a sound,
that
right?
Was with Jade. Jeez.
Do it again, Jade.
Oh, God. Isolate that. Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Musk. Can you believe I've only had Thai food once in my life?
What?
Is that odd?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I don't enjoy it. I don't like the smell of it. Dan and Shay.
And the Biebs.
Great tune.
Oh, I am loving this at the moment.
Yeah, it's good, right? It's fresh from Ava Max. It's called Naked.
I could actually picture Maddie in the shower listening to this one.
Oh, you probably shouldn't do that.
Or at least you're Maddie naked.
Well,
don't admit that. HR's on the phone.
Hey, he hasn't denied it.
I did listen to this in the shower yesterday.
Yeah, I knew it. I know you so well.
Hey, guys, don't forget to check out our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate us 5 stars. We really do appreciate it.